we are now visiting by Knoxville head girls basketball coach Matt Richard. Coach, just to address the elephant in the room, probably not the way you wanted to go out in that one.
I asked the ref if I could speak to him. He said yes. I didn't raise my voice. I questioned the call, but I didn't raise my voice or anything like that. And the initial tee, they hadn't talked to me all game. They didn't give me a warning or nothing like that. And he said I was 3 feet out on the court, which is not true. I feel like I told the girls I apologize. It's my fault. This shouldn't happen. But I also feel like it's my job to defend them and advocate for them. And we didn't lose the game because of the officials. Let's just get that. The Pella is a better basketball team than we are, and that's okay to say. But that doesn't mean that they should get the biasness in the calls, and that's what was happening, at least in my opinion. And apparently I let them know that too well.
What kind of frustration goes into some of my adversity like that, you know, regardless of what's going on the floor, but also just some of the extra stuff as well?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I've never had this crew before, and so for all I know, they're a good crew. But I thought the way the game was called was wrong, and there was a lot of ticky-tack calls on our side, and they get up in your face and play the full court pressure, which they've always done. You know, they've done for 25 years that I've watched Pella basketball, Pella girls and boys basketball. That's the way they play, and I love that style. But that comes with fouling. And just because they're doing it over and over and over doesn't mean that fouls don't exist. And then my girls get, you know, Peyton Kearney has 4 fouls in the first half, and she's straight up and down. It has to go both ways. And I understand that it's a difficult thing to do. Reffing is a difficult thing to do, and I know there's a shortage, so I don't want to bag on them or anything like that. But it's the head coach's job to defend their players, and I apparently did that the wrong way, I suppose. So.
With Pella, you mentioned the press of Pella. You know, how do you feel that your girls were kind of able to at least some way adjust to that or respond to that heavy press that Pella puts on?
You know, we knew exactly what press they were going to do. It's no secret that as soon as whatever guard gets the ball, goes forward, the inbounder, the girl who's defending the inbounder, leaves and goes and traps. And they've done the same thing for forever. And it's a lot easier said than done to try to stop it. And there's no way that we can replicate it in practice. But we walked through exactly each dynamic as far as how they were going to either front Hannah or face guard or play behind. If this, then that. We knew exactly what was coming. But it just speeds you up so much, and it's hard to play against.
How do you kind of develop a plan as a head coach when a girl like Peyton Kearney, you mentioned, gets into foul trouble? She's your, you know, kind of key starting post player for you guys. How do you kind of respond to that when she gets in foul trouble like that?
It's just next person up. It's all you can do. We have a shortened bench right now to begin with. Marissa went home sick. Addie Duncan got a little knock on her head, so we put her through the protocol, concussion protocol, just to be safe. She cleared, so that's when she came back. But it's just next man up, and that's why, you know, you rep as many girls as you can in practice, and when there's their number's called, they have to be as ready as can be. You know, Carly Kennedy's not ready to play varsity basketball, but you know what? She stepped in. She made a couple of those free throws. Lillian Willard, she's young. She's not ready either, but you know what? Hey, welcome to baptism by fire, you know, and I give them credit. They played hard, and I know the score didn't show it, but they played as hard as they could, and I'm proud of them for that.
You know, what do you, as coach, kind of, you play a really good team like Pella, and, you know, in a game like this, kind of what are some takeaways, things that these girls can build on as they go into maybe some conference opponents down throughout the month of January?
You know, just what it takes to compete. You know, we could play Pella 100 times, and we're probably going to lose 99. That's just the reality of the talent difference right now, and that's okay. But the score doesn't have to dictate whether or not you competed or not. I know we lost by, excuse me, by 50 or whatever it was, but I think our girls competed. They played hard. We're just not technically as good of a basketball team or as athletic as they are. And that's where, systematic-wise, we as a school, we have to develop our athletes. And that's on us, that's on the players, that's on all the different variables that go into it.
And, of course, a quick turnaround for your team as you guys will play at Wells Fargo Arena tomorrow. Can you kind of talk about that game? And, of course, it's exciting to play at Wells Fargo, but, you know, not a lot of rest for your team, certainly.
No, I don't like the schedule. I don't like the schedule at all. To play a game in what our game got over at 7:30, so to play a game in 15 hours, it's not what's best for kids. I don't think it's best to come back. You know, today was second day back from break, and now we're playing 2 games in 3 days, and at least we have a bye early part of next week, so we go from Saturday to Friday without playing. But it's a quick turnaround. They're better than what their record's going to be because Little Hawkeye is so good. There's a lot of good teams, DCG, Pella, Norwalk, I mean, tons of them. Pella Christian's a great 2A team. They're playing really well. Indianola's always good. I mean, it's just a brutal conference. So I don't care what their record is. They're going to be really good. They're going to be athletic, and we're going to have to be ready for them.
Yeah, Coach Richard, kind of before we close, you know, you mentioned in that little bit of bye area, what do you hope to see, you know, that your girls can work on the most and improve upon as you go? Obviously, the month of January is busy for any high school basketball team. You play a lot of games, you play a lot of basketball, and you dip into a lot of conference play. What do you like to see improve upon the most?
We got to find ways to score the ball. We just do. I think we're competing defensively. Obviously, giving up 65 or whatever it was is too much, but Pella's going to do that to you. But we got to find ways to score the ball. We were averaging 30 coming into today, and we scored, what, 12 or 14, something like that? So that's, you can't average in the upper 20s and expect to win very many games. We got to find a way to get the ball in the bucket.
That was Knoxville Head Girls Basketball Coach Matt Richard joining us here at halftime on the Knoxville Farm and Home Radio Halftime Show. Coach, thank you, and good luck as you go throughout the month of January.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay.